Thank you. checking in, yeah. Defeated. Come on, he is defeated.
He is defeated. The devil is defeated.
The devil ain't got nothing on you. Come on, yeah.
The devil is
I said the devil's defeated.
He is defeated.
Come on, yeah. He is defeated.
He is defeated.
I mean, he's got the victory, yeah. I got the victory.
I got the victory.
I got the victory, yeah.
I got the victory.
I got the victory, yeah. He is defeated.
He is defeated. The devil is defeated.
Come on, dance to the devil.
He
come on.
Victory.
I got the victory. He is defeated.
The devil is defeated.
The devil ain't got nothing on you, church. Come on.
He is defeated.
Satan, this is it. We're tired of taking it, yeah.
He is defeated.
I got the victory. He's defeated. Show the devil he's defeated. Come on.
He is defeated.
I got the victory. Come on, praise him.
I got the victory.
If you got the victory, praise him.
I got the victory.
Everybody in the house, come on and praise it.
Yes, praise it.
Magnify.
situation.
Set free.
Yeah.
Move with my
goodness.
Set free.
When you're in trouble, just call on the Lord. Yeah.
Set free.
Yeah. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Shout out to. Sing unto him all the
earth.
I said, let the high praise
it. Let the high praises
sing unto him all the
earth.
Everybody in the house, come on and praise him.
Yes, praise him.
Magnify.
Magnify the Lord.
Praise him.
Yes, praise him.
Yeah. Come on, church.
Yes, praise
when you're in trouble.
In trouble.
Don't know what to do yet.
Yes,
give him praise. From God this morning. I'm telling you, it's in the house. Come on. Yeah. Holy Ghost is in the house. Come on. Come on and say Shabbat. You got a right to praise him. Come on, church. Yeah, get up on your feet. It's worship time. Everybody sing Shabbat.
Hallelujah, Barak. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, Barak. Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah, Barak. Praise the Lord. Shabbat. Hallelujah, Barak. Praise
the
Lord.
Come on, sing Yada. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
church. You can run to him. Yeah, he's a faithful God. Come on. Yeah. Blessed be the rock. Yeah. Blessed be the rock. Jesus is a rock. You can run to him. Yeah. He's a rock in a weary land. He's a rock to a weary man. Come on. He's a rock. Come on and give God some praise. Yeah.
I came to the house of the Lord to give him praise. I came to lift him up in the name of Jesus. Hey, the devil don't allow what's going on around here. He don't want you to shout. He don't want you to lift your hands. He don't want you to get out in the aisle and dance. But I don't care what the devil doesn't allow. I'm going to praise God anyhow. Give you praise. You're the great God and greatly to be praised. There is no God like unto my God. He is the Most High God. He rules from heaven and earth. He reigns on the kingdom of heaven. He never has a bad day. If you come in this place and you got a bad day, my God's never had a bad day. We praise him. If somebody walked up on your door tomorrow morning and they said, you had a long lost relative that you didn't know about. He just left you $200 million. You didn't even know this cat lived. You didn't even know you had him. You wouldn't sit there and say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You shout. You say, my God, I'm a rich man. You'd probably run out your door. Whether you had on your PJs or what, you'd go running down the neighborhood. Say, I got $200 million. I'm going to tell you something. You got more than that in this place. You've got eternal life. You've got the blood. You've got the name of Jesus on your life. Some people look at you and say, you're crazy. No, I see what's coming. I got a life of heaven. I got a life of eternity. Paul said, be ye not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Hey, I don't know if anybody in here has been drunk before, but when you're drunk, you don't care what anybody thinks. When you're drunk, you don't feel any pain. But Paul didn't say don't be drunk. He said don't be drunk with wine or alcohol, but he said be drunk in the Spirit. Hey, you ought to lift your hands and praise him like you just don't care what anybody thinks. We represent the city of Birmingham, Alabama, and we represent the God, the Most High God, and we're going to give him praise, and we're going to make our God happy.
not the Lord.
Hallelujah!
Yeah.
Hallelujah!
Come on and say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
From the rising of Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
be church. We're going to worship. Yeah. Everybody sing your box.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah.
want all the handmaidens to praise him. I want all the young men to praise him. All the old married people praise him. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a loud noise and play skillfully upon an instrument of 10 strings. Come on, take somebody by the hand tonight and say, come praise the Lord with me. Come magnify the Lord with me. Oh, Jesus is a rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If there's a little child by you, take the hand and praise the Lord with them tonight. I want somebody in the house to praise the Lord for Jimmy Green tonight. I want somebody in the house to praise the Lord for Brother Ken Thornton tonight. I want somebody to praise the Lord for Sister Danette's mother tonight. If you know somebody that can't get up out of a bed somewhere, you praise the Lord for them tonight. If you know somebody that's crippled up in their body, you praise the Lord for them tonight. If you know somebody that's bound up in sin, praise the Lord for them tonight. Everything that has breath, let everything that has breath, let all the sinners praise him, and let all the redeemed praise him. Jesus is a rock.
Jesus is a rock.
Sing, Jesus is a rock. Sing, Jesus. Sing,
Jesus.
Why don't you lose yourself in that? Somebody lose yourself in praise tonight. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands unto him tonight and bless his name. I want to praise the Lord tonight for 35 on the bus this morning. I want to praise the Lord for over 300 in the house of the Lord again this morning. I want to praise the Lord for a good friend who's come to be our evangelist for a couple of days. Praise God. I want to praise the Lord for a church that knows how to have church even when the preacher's called away to serve in another capacity. Praise God.
I want to praise God for the greatest pastor in Alabama. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there a witness in the house?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. In the middle of the worship and the praise tonight, I want us to bring the quiz team down, the junior quiz team on my right and the senior quiz team on my left. And if you don't think this is something to praise the Lord about, there's some of them that are born into a world of crack and they live a world of crack. My daughter teaches some. The pimps and the pushers are the heroes in their neighborhood, and they know how to roll a number before they know how to count, to add, subtract, or divide. It's awesome when we have little ones in the house of the Lord that are quoting the holy word of God forever established in the heavens. Oh my, you don't even understand what I'm telling you tonight. We're fighting a battle tonight with all of hell that wants to claim every baby that comes forth, that wants to claim every child that enters into grade school. But I want you to know there's a God in heaven that's already made a way for these. And I want you to know, we often say, turn to your neighbor and say, we often say, tell hell I'm not coming. But I want us to say something different tonight. Somebody lift up a voice and say, tell hell they can't have these. Tell hell they can't have these. I don't know what it's going to take, but we're prepared tonight to do whatever it's going to take to ensure that these have the names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you've got some little ones in the house, you need to draw a line tonight and say, hell, you can't have these. If you're a daddy in the house or a mother in the house, you need to say, hell, you can't have these. We're praising the Lord tonight for children that understand the Word of God. First, the senior quizzers. Out of a field of 10 teams, the senior quizzers came in number 4. Pretty awesome. And Sister LaTiffany tonight in that quiz meet yesterday took a first and a second place ribbon in 2 different matches. Single-handedly scoring 50 in one and 75 in the other. Let's give her a hand tonight. We appreciate the Irvins working with our kids, spending time with them, taking them off to Outer Mongolia for Bible quiz tournaments. And then the junior quizzers. Who last month met their arch rival Dothan. Last month they brought home the first place trophy. Last month they knew more, they quoted more, they were quicker on the buzzer. But Dothan said, it ain't happening again. And Dothan rose up and prayed and studied and committed their hearts to wisdom. And Dothan took first place this time. But our crowd, within 15 points, came in second place. Last time, the highest individual scorer was Travis Dykes. I understand. That's where I'm going. But last time, somebody on this team said, it ain't happening again. And they prayed and they studied and they committed themselves to the Word of God. And it was Anthony Pintaro. Top Gun. Team may have come in second, but somebody on the team came in Top Gun. And we have a first place for Travis Dykes, 65 points in one. And we have a second place for Travis Dykes. We have a first place for Anthony Pintaro, 110 points in one quiz. And a first place for Anthony Pintaro, 90 points in one quiz. And a second place for Anthony Pintaro, 35 points in one quiz. And 20 points in one for Tyler Pierce, made second place. And Travis Dykes, 55 points for second place in one. For Tyler. We appreciate Sister Mosetta being involved with our children. And now, all of these kids are just eating the Word of God. And as they grow, that Word of God is going to grow with them. It'll be a word for every season in their life. And these are powerful moments in their lives, but these are just the beginning moments. And oh, what will the Word of God do in these lives? How will it be 10 years from now, 15 years, if the Lord should tarry? I appreciate Sister Maria working with these children and Sister Tina and those parents that were invested here in making the trip. Let's give all of our quizzers and our coaches a hand tonight. Do you have anything you'd like to say? Praise the Lord.
I thank the Lord tonight. It's an awesome experience to watch the Word of God grow in their lives. You know, the scripture tells us that the Lord grew in the word, and he grew and he gained favor with man and God, according to the scripture. And I believe that the word of God is growing in them, and they'll have favor in the earth and in the heavens. And I just praise the Lord for the word of God that is going to be forever settled and that is going to always be established to be in their hearts and in their minds. It's awesome to walk with them and walk with them through the word of God. I just love the Lord tonight, and I desire your prayers.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate our quizzers tonight, don't we? And all their coaches. Isn't it great being in the Lord's house? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. In the midst of this praise, in the midst of the worship, I want to tell you, I really appreciate God sending an evangelist in. And last night, we stepped right through a veil. And he had no idea what he was saying. But Wednesday night, our study was on prayer. And our service was about prayer. And the Holy Ghost told me that we've got to get over those little dark prayer rooms. I remember that in a time in the other building, we had more people in prayer and fewer people in the congregation. And part of it is the place where we've chosen to pray. And so the Holy Ghost said, well, we'll just start every service with prayer. 30 minutes or so before every service, we'll just meet together for prayer in the sanctuary. And I hear that you did that this morning, but the evangelist, not knowing what he said, began to invite people for a time of prayer before service. And last night he drafted you to pray all night long. And I can feel the effect and the power of prayer in the house today. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to, if you would, get in groups of four or five, lay hands on one another and pray for one another tonight. The anointing and the blessing of God on your neighbor, on your brother, your sister in the Lord. Let's pray. If you have a special need, tell those that are praying with you. Pray in the name of Jesus. Pray by the anointing of the Word of God. Bind it on earth, and it's bound in the heavens. Loose it on the earth, and it's loosed in the heavens.